It seems that dropping the story coincided with the realization that this campaign was going horribly for Democrats and their media water carriers. I think it actually made sense, if you take away the ethics of it all, to try this campaign to activate your own base, activate the Democratic base by fighting really hard against this nomination and doing so in a way that would probably cause Republicans to pull their own nomination. And that was not an unrealistic expectation given past behavior by Republicans. What threw everything into chaos was that for some reason, Republicans decided to stop going along with that. They decided not to cave and not to let unfounded allegations destroy a person and cause the nomination to be pulled. And what that did instead was activate the Republican base, which was the base that was showing very little motivation for the previous 2 years. And they were very frustrated. Once that became apparent and once polls started showing that particularly in Senate races, this was becoming a very hot topic, you just saw the story be dropped. But that is also a problem for Democrats and other people in the media, because there are certain things that should be a higher value than political gain. And this is particularly true for the media. If they genuinely believe what they claimed they believed about the seriousness and credibility of these allegations, the fact that he made it onto the Supreme Court should cause even more investigation, even more coverage. That instead they dropped it makes them seem just like Democratic partisans who care nothing about anything other than political concerns.